Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
Oh, what's going on, baby? Within Brim Skin, number 25, staying alive, baby. Brimstone here. I got my boy Zambo.
Hello, people.
Ooh, the energy's going to be up today.
A little bit.
Hello, boy. How you doing?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right.
All right.
I know we said it before, but again, congratulations on the engagement,
oh,
son.
Oh, baby, thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is the road to the Zambezi wedding.
You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's going to be cool.
Got a lot of stuff I got to discuss, too. Mm. So. Not on here, but just with you in general. Ooh. About that stuff.
We're going to make some things
get
happen.
Some assistance, as they say.
I'm telling you, I'm going to convince Jenna to let me officiate.
All I'm saying is good luck. There's nothing wrong with you doing it. You know I'm okay with it, but it's got to be the other half that's got to agree.
Yeah, she's never going to let that happen.
This ain't a one-way street.
She's never going to let that happen.
And if not, oh well.
It is what it is. At least I'll be there.
Exactly.
I'll be there. I'll throw some rice.
Damn,
you know
right
what
you
I'm
are.
Saying? But I'm going to make it like red rice or something.
So
it's got to be different. Anyway, what do you call it?
You'll figure it out.
Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Kikkoman, traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Mane & Tail hair care products, Discover the Secret, and Beyer Dynamic high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need.
Silky, smooth sounds just for you.
Just like my hair with Mane & Tail, you know what I'm saying? No, for reals, actually.
No.
I love my Mane & Tail. That's
I'm so upset when I don't get to shower with Mane & Tail.
Yeah.
Like, because sometimes I'm away and I have the big bottles with me. I don't have any of the travel pieces with me, so I got to get some.
Sucky, but, baby. You got to bring them with you.
It's bad when I don't. I feel so horrible. My hair actually feels like crap, and I feel like crap in return. Look good, you feel good, you know?
I always have my Mane & Tail with me, no matter what. Even if I didn't have, even when I don't have my small containers, because I usually
you
just
have
send
the sample pack.
And I have the travel containers.
Oh, okay.
But what do you call it? Even when I'm low, I either refill with my bigger ones or I grab something. I always have to have it.
Smart.
Yeah. I have to have it.
Get myself those refillable
shampoo
bottles like that. You know, like they're airport approved,
yes.
So I don't get pulled to the side for a strip search.
That's
what
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, you might like the strip searches.
No. Not from TSA. Too rough.
What do you call it? Speaking about Beyer Dynamic also,
yes.
What do you call it? So this past weekend, we did Famous Food Festivals. I judged again for the second time, for their Battle of the Badges deal. Absolutely fun event. A lot bigger at this round. It was insane. The coolest thing was Beyer Dynamic decided to team up with me and food festival.
Whoop.
and they did the sound for the judging.
Oh, hell yeah.
So what do you call it? So I had Nicole over there from Beyer, and first of all, it's always a pleasure to see Nicole.
No.
She's
absolutely
the best. And what do you call it? She made sure that we all had, you know, our mics and set up perfectly, and the sound quality was ridiculous, bro. It was it made me happy. It made me happy.
As long as
you know?
The crowd could hear you from the back, who cares?
Yeah. And then my buddy Christina Kay. Did you ever meet Christina?
Maybe.
She is on Walk FM here on Long Island. But I met her when she was still working for Radio Disney years ago.
This sounds familiar,
yeah.
But I don't think we actually met.
No, maybe not.
No,
maybe
probably
not.
But I remember you telling me about Kay.
Very, very cool. Very cool. She actually does her own podcast with Kim's cousin.
Oh, cool.
So, all yeah. Right, all right. So, what do you call it? So, they do, I think they do a Disney podcast or something like that.
Cool.
So, anyway, she's mad cool. She was there. She was hosting this time. So, we were so happy to see each other. She goes,
nice.
Oh, my God. So, she gave me an illustrious introduction, which
aww.
Was always beautiful. we had Chef Bynum there, Mark Bynum, who is Chopped 3-time champion. He's actually going to be on the show in a couple of months. We set that up. So, that's really cool. He's going to come on talk. Now, he is a character, Mo.
Okay.
He is a character. He like, when I tell you, he is just plain funny. He is freaking hysterical. Now, he told me
okay.
he's gonna bring us some meatloaf.
Uh huh.
And I said, I'm ready for that meatloaf. I'm listen. Anything that you know, chef that wins Chopped is gonna make.
I'd pinch a loaf off of that.
You know, so, whoa.
What?
I'd pinch a loaf
off meatloaf. Of that chef.
You very well might have to pinch a loaf after you eat the loaf.
Took the words right out of my mouth. Like a bat out of hell.
Like a... No.
Sorry, I'm going to keep going with
scary enough, he actually... He's like... He wants me to sing Meatloaf. And I'm like, I don't sing Meatloaf. I don't do Meatloaf. He goes, come on, man.
I got you.
Okay. Well,
I got you.
I told him if he's bringing Meatloaf to the studio, I will sing Meatloaf with him on air.
Then I will do it with you.
Okay. So you'll
It'll
do it with
trio.
Me. Okay.
Oh, hell yeah. You
so
got
then
me.
We'll do it.
You got me.
Okay, good. Now
I would do anything for love. Including that.
But I won't do that. Anyway, also over at the food festival, the King O'Rourke people, absolutely awesome.
A lot of good things.
Hung out with them for, like, I got to tell you, a very good portion of the day. Also, what do you call it? The people from Race Has No Place. I'm going to talk about them in the future. What do you
okay.
call it? I know Zambo. You know their spot over in Port Jeff here on the island,
yes.
which is Z-Pita.
Z-Pita, yes. That's one of the places.
Very, very cool.
Delicious place, too.
Really good people. So, you know, just quick shout-outs to them. You know, they made a... you know, a long day, you know, out in the hot sun, enjoyable.
A little bearable.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so very, very cool. That being said, I wanted to make sure that everybody knows.
Today's secret word is
felony.
Felony.
So we'll keep that in mind for those of you listening at home. If you're first tuning in, when you hear that, you have to scream real loud.
No matter where you are, doesn't matter.
If you're sitting in the bathroom listening, hey, you're gonna have to scream real loud.
Out of a library, guess what?
Just scream real loud.
Done.
If you're gonna be sitting there in like
a
library, the what do you call it, on the subway?
Yeah, on the subway.
Driving.
Done.
Roll down the windows. Scream real loud.
Done.
Okay.
If people ask you, say where it's from.
That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Be within brim skin.
Hell
you know
yeah.
what I mean? That's what we got to do. So make sure you keep in tune. So when if I say felony, scream real loud. Make it work.
Damn right.
what do you call it? Did you hear about the number neighbor thing? Have you gotten
yes,
that yet?
Yes, I've actually seen a lot about that, and I was considering doing it.
Yeah?
I didn't. I backed out at the last second. I was like, you know what?
I got one.
Got
I got somebody who sent it to me.
Yeah.
And I looked at the message,
like,
and I'm like, what the hell is this crap? And then Woody, all of a sudden, I see another text come up because they must have saw that I opened it. And then they're asking me if I like something. I'm like, bro, I'm not responding to this right now.
Yeah, I get you.
Because
I haven't gotten any personally, so I'll tell you that much.
I didn't know what it was at first. I'm
yeah.
sitting here going, all right, well, you know, is this like some kind of a scam? Mm-hmm. But apparently it is this big to-do.
Cute little, hey, you know, I don't know who you are, you don't know who I am, but I'm your number neighbor, which means do 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 do. It's pretty cool.
I don't know. That's pretty much what I do.
Oh, yeah.
I
Bill's
think it's their fault.
Probably
their fault.
Probably.
Anyway, so I don't know if you saw.
Bunch of sorry saps.
There was a huge thing that Chris Evans supposedly responded to one.
Huh?
Did you see about that? It turned out to be a hoax,
still pretty funny, though.
which is funny because I wanted to make sure that it was whether it was real or not. So, you know, I asked the girls in the office and Geraldine and Maddie and Mo were all like,
yeah,
no, that was a hoax.
They know how to scrape the TMZ side of internet to be real or is it fake. So
that's what I'm talking about.
We got reliable sources.
The girls are good. They're
reliable
good.
Fact.
So, but what the joke was with that is that he responded to one, and when they asked what his name was, he said America's Ass. And and they were like, oh, I love the Marvel reference. I love Marvel, too. So then he supposedly said, all right, FaceTime me. And then, you know,
that's
supposedly
funny.
That happened.
That's
so,
funny.
But again, it was a hoax. He debunked it mm-hmm. via a tweet,
uh-huh.
which
hoax.
Was like,
very clever.
Yeah. Sorry, lady.
Game over for you.
Again, I received it. I haven't responded yet. We'll see. Maybe I'll respond.
Maybe I'll do it.
Maybe
I'll do
tonight.
It in the break.
Maybe tonight during the show on GHR I'll respond and see if they respond back.
I'll do mine then too.
Maybe
how
we'll
about
do that.
We'll do that together. We'll see what all happens. Right. If anything happens, great. If nothing, I don't worry about it.
Yeah, it was just I'm just like a little iffy on it. You know what I mean?
I mean. The worst part it is like, okay, cool, stop texting me.
Yeah.
Or like, never
stop.
Text me or my son ever again. Simple, done.
I'm going to block you.
Son, this is a government number. If you call this again, you'll be tracked and arrested. Because that is a felony.
Ah! Well played.
There you go, you're welcome.
So, spitting. Now, I am a huge fan of spitting when it's on the floor. You know what I mean? You got something nasty in your mouth.
Yeah, just get it out.
You spit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just try not to do it like where people are walking or something like that. Like if I can go over to the side of the curb near the street, right over there, trash can, somewhere where I'm not going to accidentally get it on somebody. And then at that point, I have to apologize profusely.
Well, that's the key point right there.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan when you do it to people.
Of course.
Now,
that's just rude.
Being the world of professional wrestling, you know, I know a ton of people have gotten spit at, spat on. You know, it is a disgusting, putrid thing, and it's uncalled for.
Yeah.
I saw a video this past week. All right, of some dude. Did you see it? I think I sent it to you.
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
All right.
If you did, I haven't seen it probably.
This little
not
white
yet.
Dude went and he spat at some big black dude who was in a train.
Oh.
And it was as the doors were closing. He spat in the guy's face twice, all right? And the doors closed. Yo, the black dude tore the doors open.
Yep.
Tore them open one after and beat the snot.
Good. I'm glad he did. The little twerp deserved it.
He got his ass handed to him. That being said, what do you call it?
Never cool to spit at anybody.
Never spit at people
never.
Because you're going to get what you deserve, you
exactly.
Flipping idiot. Anyway, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Border hounds, food hounds, GHR fans, let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media, at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter, relax, it's only a gimmick, and at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock in Pokemon, Urien in Street Fighter, and the King in Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Brim.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof.
I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes!
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hi, this is Billy Garcia from Survivor Cook Island, and you're listening to my boy Brim.
And we're back to Within Brim Skin.
Ew.
So did you hear? This one's funny. All right, this one.
Did it tickle you?
This one tickled me a little bit.
You just right?
It just got right in my fanny and tickled a little bit. Yeah. Slapped it around a little bit. Made me laugh. I gotta tell
you. Didn't
you.
Check your prostate.
No.
It wasn't that. Good.
No. It wasn't that. We didn't go that far. I don't know if I'd like them checking my prostate.
See, this though, it is very, very good for your health, though.
Yeah, but
so
I've got
that in mind.
I've got an old man for a doctor. Love him. But I don't love him that much.
Okay.
And when he sticks his finger, I'm just like,
it's cold.
Hello.
It's cold, latexy, and it's weird.
It's not like, you know, I'm not getting that feeling.
You're not getting a magical experience.
No, not getting that feeling. But anyway.
It's like with John Mulaney's quote where he goes, "Oh, I'm sorry." As he puts it in and.
Anyway. So did you hear about the Brazilian gang leader? All right.
Okay.
Who tried escaping a high security prison?
Yes.
You did hear about this.
He dressed up as his daughter and he almost got away with it. Did you know about that? He almost got away with it. But he was too nervous when leaving the prison. So they pulled it back and checked him, and then they found out he was a fake.
Le who?
There. How could you? First of all,
what a dingus.
What would possess you to sit and come up with an idea like that? It was a good idea.
It almost got him out.
He had the full outfit. He had like the mask. He had the hair. Everything was in play. But when he decided to get nervous, like, you know, you're right there.
Yeah.
How are you gonna do that?
Don't break until you get around the corner. Then you go.
Exactly.
Like then you freak out. You freak out after the fact, man.
You hear what's, you know what's even worse, though? He was leaving his daughter. He was ready to leave the daughter behind in his place. So the fact that she's a teenager, I think she's either 18 or 19. Do you recall?
I think 17 comes to mind, I think.
Really?
I think 17 is the number that rings the bell.
Whatever it was old enough that she can now wind up getting a felony. So, you know.
It's true.
How do you do that?
You know what? She's been raised in all this stuff all her life. She was probably going to get broken out of eventually. Who knows?
Listen, man, I don't know. There is a separation between parent and child, you know? Like, but that's, how do you leave your own kid to take the fall?
I can't explain that.
I wonder if she even knew what was going on.
Probably not. come get your dad out of daycare.
It's like,
you just got to sit there for like 10 years. You'll be fine. We'll get you out.
Oh, well, you'll be fine. You'll be all right. Well, I think at this point, what do you call it? I'm unsure if she was actually detained for trying to aid him in his escape. I don't know.
No details really have been added other than when all this happened. So like we don't know what happened to her. I hope she's okay at the very least. Maybe she was just basically brainwashed and influenced to do it. And she can maybe get away from it and get help. Who knows? I hope.
How do you leave your child, though, bro?
You're a scum. Between my toes.
Worse than that.
For real.
You're an insult to toe fungus.
It's like...
Really?
It's like like Tootsie or like... you know, Or like Freaky Friday getting flipped.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So instead of like the girl and
like
the
Mrs.
mother...
Doubtfire, it was like Mrs. Doubtfire and Tootsie meets Let's Go to Prison. I think that's really what it was.
Yeah, can you picture this dude has got to be getting it in prison now. He's got to be taking it. Like if I were the now if I
Put
were the
on
guards,
the mask, big boy.
If I were the guards that caught his pathetic ass, what I would have done was be like, all right, now I'm gonna cuff you, and I'm gonna leave that mask and the hair on, and I'm gonna throw you into a freaking, I'm gonna throw you into Gen Pop, and let's just see what happens, right? Like, oh my God, you know that they're gonna tear his ass up.
Literally, I could just see like just like, bend over, pequeña.
Think about it, like,
yeah.
You know, I'm sitting here.
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
I can totally see that happen.
Yeah. It is. You know, shocking that he would have left his daughter there. That's
the part that I feel is the worst.
Yeah. But again, you know, look, you're in it. That's what you get. You know, you get what
Absolutely.
You get. Don't get upset.
Absolutely.
What do you call it? So the city council in the Bronx here locally. They actually decided to name a street after my dear friend Stan Lee.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, what do you call it? It was a very big deal. You know, I want to see if I could figure out what date they're doing the honor, because I'd love to go down there for it.
I would love to be there too if you can.
Yeah, it's the street itself is University Avenue between Brandt Place and West 176th Street. It's going to be called Stan Lee Way after Stan. And now what's really interesting is that this has been added to the list of about 85 other honorary street names. Mm-hmm. Most recently, they also did, I think it was in May, when I was in Manhattan doing the thing. It was the same day that I did The View.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was for Sesame Street. So they honored Sesame Street, and they named one of the streets, which is the corner of 63rd Street and Broadway in New York City, Sesame Street. Yeah, and I'm connected to that as well, you know, which is really cool.
No, it's really cool to know that.
I thought it was really neat.
I thought that'd be awesome.
You know, so yeah. So congratulations, of course. You know, posthumous. Is that how they say it?
Posthumously, yeah.
Posthumously, yeah. So, yeah.
No,
anyway.
That makes sense.
So that was really cool.
Definitely really cool.
I saw you looked something up there.
Yes.
Now, so I'm curious.
It was in relation to the drug dealer who got tried to escape.
Okay.
The moment he was found out and got too nervous, and you know, it just kind of ended up like this.
A horrible moment.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay. That worked. That worked.
It was a little delayed only because I was like, crap, you moved on to the next subject too quickly. That's just you.
We have space on the board, so okay. We could always add.
Because that's always a like, oopsie.
There you go.
Knocked up.
Exactly.
Like, that's basically what that is.
That is so
we'll
funny.
Add it to the board. It's
oh,
okay.
My Lord.
If you want that, we'll add it.
anyway,
continue.
So what I find funny, speaking about drugs, I know you went back to drugs.
Yes.
So Arizona Iced Tea. There, no, not you. There are other people that need a little bit of help.
Yes, but speaking of Arizona, sorry.
Speaking of Arizona, they will be creating a cannabis-infused line of drinks that's apparently going to include stuff like lemonade and soda and coffee, seltzer. They're also going to be doing vape pens and gummies. Now, I don't know why, but I'm actually not surprised that Arizona's jumping on that weed bandwagon.
Oh, hell yeah, because you know why? Why? Taco Bell and Arizona Iced Tea all the time, every time.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
Oh, yeah, you always need a towel.
I'm telling you, man, like anything weed is going to go back to
Don't
Cali.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
Every time.
You know, but seriously, man, like why? Why is this is becoming such a big thing? You know, look, I know people do it. I'm not putting you down. It's not.
No, it's
I'm
nothing
not
about
into
that.
It.
It's nothing about that.
I'm not into it personally, you
of
know?
Of course, and that's like, understandable.
Obviously, plenty of friends do it. Went in California, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
other people decided,
of course,
hey, went in Rome. Let's do as the Romans do.
Exactly.
And look, I'm cool. You live your life, bro. You know, live your best life, enjoy yourself. But for me, I'm just not into it. I don't understand, though, how you're going to have major brands jumping on that. Arizona's a major brand.
Let me tell you this. Where the money's at.
That's true.
It's where the money's at.
But how are they going to do it when they're dollar drinks? You know what I'm saying?
Think about it like this. They're probably going to up the price by like $2, maybe. It's probably going to be a $3 drink. Thinking about that. Because
okay.
of taxes and everything that's probably going to be involved because cannabis infused.
Okay.
Two, remember Pride Month?
Yes,
month
of course.
May, right? May
yeah,
or June,
yeah.
whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I apologize for not knowing off the top of my head.
Shame on you, but it's okay because
I don't on purpose, and it's absolutely honest.
That's for Pride Month.
So you notice how all the corporations were like, how do you do, fellow gays? Buy our products.
Yeah.
We're gay too. And then the moment the next month hit, that was all gone.
No, it's true.
Come on. It's where the money's at. That's where they're going to go. They see the future in what cannabis is most likely going to bring revenue stream-wise for them. So they're like, you know what? We got enough, you know, product in 7-Elevens and Wegmans and Wawa's and all that stuff to be like, probably put a couple bucks into this and make our money back. It's like when Taco Bell started delivery. You know for a fact their stocks went.
Yeah, it's true.
Shot right up.
You know who else is starting delivery?
Who?
7-Eleven. Yes, 7-Eleven delivery is going to be awesome. I'm actually really excited for that. What's it called? 7Now? I forgot. I think it's like 7Now app.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. We've been back and forth, and I've been learning about it a little bit. But I'm curious to see how that's going to work out.
Ours is right down the street, so we could just walk there. I'm not going to waste my time. But for anywhere else, like where I'm home, like that's a little bit far for me. It's like a mile and a half, 2 miles. I'm like, I don't want to go that far.
How about while we're on tour? When we're at tour and we're at the hotel and we're like, all right, I don't want to go out. It's like 12 at night.
We don't want to get anything big.
Yeah.
Sev's fresh food bar, done. Perfect.
Yeah.
Couple Slurpees here and there,
the
done.
The food is banging. What do you call it? Like here, when we were at Red Roof and over doing San Diego, we had a 7-Eleven right next door.
There were two, actually.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So the one to the left, so when we left our Red Roof on the highway, there was the one to the left, which we knew, which was a 2-minute walk, right?
Right. It was right there.
There was one 5 minutes to the right, which was a gas station 7-Eleven combo.
Oh!
Just not even 5 minutes down the road on the right side.
Oh, well played, 7-Eleven.
It was very cool.
That was interesting.
Right in between.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a clever idea.
Oh,
I think.
Absolutely.
Listen, in San Diego they have freaking Uber weed. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, so and they'll do anything. Yep. Anyway, really looking forward to that though. So
absolutely.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brim Skin.
Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brim Skin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio, on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks, with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters. And not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely going to pick one up.
You can snatch one up right now until July 15th for only $2.99.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey, it's Bob Camp from Ren and Stimpy, and I'm here with Brim. Thanks for listening in, and remember, happy, happy, joy, joy, damn it.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
And we're back to Within Brim Skin.
Woo-wee.
Keep it rolling, baby. All right, so really, really, really interesting, and again, close to home news.
Mm-hmm.
I think you heard about this, because I think we spoke about it the other day. So Lady Gaga is being faced with a multi-million dollar lawsuit over the Academy Award winning hit Shallow.
Oh, yes, because that one unknown artist is like, it's mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm not against the fact. Like, okay, what's the evidence? Like, I need to know about this.
So we've actually known about this lawsuit way before it went public.
Yes.
As I have personally known the original songwriter for many, many years.
Wait. Really?
Yes. That was Steve Ronson who came in here. He was in the studio.
You're serious?
Yes.
That was Steve.
That was Steve.
I'm an idiot.
You knew about this.
Dude, I totally forgot who it actually was.
Yes.
And I don't mean that negatively. Like, I totally forgot it was you, Steve. I'm so sorry.
So
I don't mean it negatively. Like, okay, but who was it? Like, that was the question.
No. But Steve has been in the industry for so many years.
Yes, he has.
And what do you call it? People are calling him an unknown, which is ridiculous. Well, you just did.
Of course, that's what everyone was saying.
I know.
It's not personally my
belief.
I know.
It's
somebody known.
But what do you call it? The fact of the matter is what Steve was doing is is basically to show show you guys what the outsiders who don't know what's going on, you know, what they're doing. And the fact of the matter is that this has been going on for quite some time. He, for one, just to give a little history lesson, he's been in a very popular band, Quick Draw. It's a country band for many, many, many years. Yeah, he does other stuff. He does, you know, cover bands and stuff like that. But he also writes, and he also puts his own music out. And he's been around for a real long time. So
Writes, produces, all that stuff.
He owns his own studio. He does. He has the reason why I know Steve is because when I was a musician years ago, primarily, I used to play at his studio.
Oh, nice.
That was my rehearsal studio.
Cool.
So he has a rehearsal recording studio. He does, you know, but I've known him for so many years. And he is a good guy. He's a real nice guy.
I know.
And he's a good musician.
Yeah.
So that being said, in my opinion, and in the opinion of a musicologist, that the bridge, the vocals, and the chord progressions, all right, are eerily familiar. Okay.
Nice. Now,
Have you listened to both?
I haven't listened to both side by side.
I'm going to let you listen to it when we get off air,
okay? That's fine.
Because we don't have time to have them play
on
air.
There's a few songs, too, that I want to relay as well that sound very similar to each other. And there was one where Taylor Swift got some ish with Vanilla Ice at one point.
Oh, wow.
And that was a song way back when. And then there's one now that she released called You Need to Calm Down that is conflicted with M.I.A.'s Paper Planes.
Oh.
You know, that song, All I Want to Do Is Ch 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 Ch. That one.
Where it's kind of
like The Clash, but it's not The Clash, and then it's also a song which not. It's all confusion. Anyway.
No.
Yes, there's plenty of those songs around now. It's just a matter of did they get permission?
The progression of like, I'm falling, you know, like that, the way it's all
falling.
Done. Yeah, like the everything right. that it is so similar, and the even the chord progression, it's dumbed down for Shallow. Ooh. It's really dumbed down for Shallow, but it's there. So it's like they took the entire song and then just kind of worked around some of these things and just kind of like simplified it. You know what I'm saying? Like they took all the stuff and then they kind of simplified it and did their own thing. You know, when you hear it, you'll hear what I'm saying.
So it's just
I'd be shocked if you didn't hear it.
I'll be shocked if I don't myself.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like those things with homework where, you know, you pass like, hey, man, you can copy my homework. Just make sure it doesn't look like you copied me.
Right. Now, it's also not too far off that Mark Ronson, all right, who is the writer or co-writer of the song. Okay. Now, Mark Ronson, I'm sure he decided to go on and do a Google search for his own name and wound up discovering the track. It's called Almost, all right, is Steve's track, and make the decision to basically lift it, not thinking anybody would know the wiser. Now, the fact of the matter is he's allegedly done this many times before.
Uh-oh.
Many.
So then in that case, then, he's probably going to be blackballed from the industry should these claims be.
Well, for this, I mean, this is huge. This is.
Well, this is what's going to get him.
An Academy Award winning song.
Yeah,
so
he's going to get.
I don't know. You know what? Look, I think that he goes, I didn't know.
You didn't know.
Oopsie.
But you did.
Yeah, no, he knew.
Yeah, he knew.
Listen, you can't be that close.
In the age of the internet, good luck
trying
to find something you can't copy off. Without permission. Yeah.
Now, again, I know Steve and his team, his legal team.
Oh, yeah.
They were trying to do this quietly because I remember this. This was months ago that I knew about it.
I remember all this.
You know, and I told him, I said, listen, I want to know when it's happening so this way we know we could talk about it.
Yeah.
But it's public news now.
Yeah, once it becomes public, it's okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's fair game.
So now, apparently, since it's gone public, now I'm curious to see where it goes. Now, and I want to put it out there.
Okay.
I have no problem with Lady Gaga. I enjoy Lady Gaga. I think that she's a fantastic artist.
Love her voice.
I think that she's very good at what she does. Hmm? There's no hate there.
No.
But she is fighting this tooth and nail, and you know, the fact of the matter is maybe she should give the benefit of the doubt to this to Steve, because at the end of the day, you know, I'm telling you, this Mark Ronson guy has done some shady stuff
evidence
in the past.
Can't lie.
And I've seen it. You can find it on the internet. Go do a Google search, you'll find it. And if you're doing a search for Mark Ronson, Steve Ronson comes up.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not far off.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that being said, let's go to another thing of illegal stuff.
Bing.
This one is going to the Mom of the Year. The Mom of the Year Award, okay? So, you know, every so often, as you people know, we talk about, you know, the best moms on the interwebs.
Wink,
now,
wink, nudge,
a
nudge.
Mother, this mother was charged of a felony. After she, get this, she allowed her daughter to lick a tongue depressor at a doctor's office.
What?
Okay, so she licked a tongue depressor. That's not so bad, right?
Also, no, what?
You know what a tongue depressor is, right?
Yeah.
The little sticky thing?
Also, what?
Okay. What?
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 She continue. The point is just continue.
Oh, okay. So then she had the kid put the licked tongue depressor back into the container. Can you imagine that?
Nope.
Who does that?
The same people who spit into Arizonas and reseal them and lick ice cream and put them back on.
Exactly. Which is why it gets under my skin. This
yep.
absolute, positively disgusting creature of you can't even call this a human being. She's 30 years old, this woman. How the freaking hell is a 30-year-old woman, how do you not know better? Of course, you know, she was from Florida, our favorite state.
Yep.
Our favorite state of Florida. Yep. And no offense to you, Florida, but you got a lot of dummies out there.
Florida man's favorite counterpart is Florida woman. That's, so there you go.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that being said, not only did she allow it to happen, she's the one that put the kid up to it. She filmed it and posted it on social media. Bro.
Do it for the likes, honey.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Do it for the likes.
Do it so your mom gets liked on the internet.
But funny
That's
thing
really
is,
what it is,
so she did it for her Snapchat, apparently, mm-hmm. which has like a total of 20 followers. All right. And then somebody from there apparently swiped it and then posted it somewhere else and it went viral.
Well, of course.
So
like those sticks.
Yeah. So now this dumbass is being charged of a felony.
Truthfully, though.
Yeah. No. And this is. She flippin' deserves it. How dare you do something so disgusting, sleazy, and skeezy? Woman, man, I swear to God, I hope you go to... She's got five kids. And I feel bad for the children, because now the children are going to wind up... This mother is... Maybe she'll get maybe it'll get knocked down. But
it's still... Stupidity.
You put these... you put other children... Because I'm assuming it was...
just to work in sanitation... 5 years straight.
Okay.
Breaks, no stopping.
Ugh.
I feel like that's what you should be charged with. The dirtiest plumbing, like sewage cleaning, like poop line cleaning. And be like, now tell your daughter to lick a candy pop.
It's disgusting, man.
Yeah, exactly.
No, at the end of the day, you know, this isn't a pediatrician's freaking office. And you're going to do something like, how do you compromise a pediatrician's office? And what happens if somebody has to use one of those and they're allergic or whatever,
Let's say the daughter had peanut butter and then she licked the stick and put it back, right?
Unbelievable.
If anyone uses those sticks that is allergic to peanut butter, it's over.
It's disgusting.
It's over. She just ruined an entire doctor's office, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, that doctor's probably now disbarred.
This is
losing
bad.
Losing their license.
Yeah.
And they would be none the wiser about it.
This is just as bad as that idiot ice cream girl not too long ago that I tore apart on the show. Anyway, we're coming towards the end of the show. We're finishing up. I wanted to thank everybody for tuning in.
Hell yeah. It
has been an unbelievable couple of weeks here. What do you call it? We've had so much going on in the studio.
Yeah, we really have.
So I appreciate you guys bearing with us, kind of getting our groove back again. Next week, I definitely want to talk about my visit to Connecticut and Mystic Pizza. Saw the Mayflower, too. We're going to talk about that. But in the meantime, make sure you continue to check us out on the interwebs. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe, and hit us up on all the social media. We'll see you again next week.